is going to be absolutely jam-packed, but I wanted to finish up with a little bit more of Tim Dillon and these really smart expert reporter guests laying out the facts about why this is so dangerous. And this was about 2 days ago. I saw it yesterday. Now everything they talk about has even come true. Intel reports. Trump warned 1 week before by the Pentagon. This is confirmed now. And by the Office of National Intelligence about how dangerous this was. And he went ahead with it. And just like they told him, they're doing the best job they can. It hadn't made the moolahs fall. Maybe it will. I hope so. Not going to cry about it, but the Pentagon, you know, is ready to go to war, but not if they don't think it's going to get the objective. Okay? So let's go back to Tim Dillon.
Deport, what pushes him into this in the 11th hour?
I think Trump has been told so many times that you can't do a certain thing, and then he has done that thing, and then it has gone fantastically for him. And I think the latest one, to Jeremy's point, was Venezuela. Everyone said, you can't just go into the country and grab the president and his wife and take them back out and not lose a single American service member and then just say that you run the country. That you can't do that. It's not how things are done. Yet he did that, and it from his perspective, it worked out, phenomenally for him. And he has said, like, I'm on a roll. Like, let's go, let's hit Cuba. Like, I'm feeling good. Like, it's 3 a.m. in Vegas, and he's feeling great. And he's also, like, been under enormous amounts of pressure from Israel. And then you have the Secretary of State saying, well, we were definitely going to do it at some point, no question about it. But the reason we did it now is because we heard that Israel was going to do it. We knew we would be attacked in response if Israel did that. So we just decided we're going to go along with Israel and start this war now. Not considering the other option of saying, hey, those are our weapons you're using. How about you don't do that?
Yeah, it seems to me that this whole thing seems backwards, in the sense that we're arming Israel and we're providing them the money to do this. So how did we get to a point, and maybe Jeremy could jump in, how did we get to the point where the president of Israel is sitting in the Oval Office, and this is according to the Secretary of State, it's not a conspiracy theory, telling the president of the United States, we're going to do this with your money and weapons, whether you like it or not, and suggesting, now this is the Secretary of State didn't say this, but there has been reporting, and the credibility of it, I think it's relatively credible that they had discussed potentially using unconventional or nuclear weapons at a certain point or a certain stage in the conflict. How did we get to this point where the president of Israel is telling the president of the United States, we're doing this with your money anyway, and you better get on board to minimize the damage, because if you don't get on board, perhaps we'll have to use nuclear weapons?
Sources we also talked to that had some degree of access to the decision-making process leading up to this war were saying that, since the Venezuela operation, Tim, Trump started to walk around opining, including in intelligence briefings, that he wants to go down in history as the president that forever changed Iran, that sort of avenged the 1979 revolution and the taking of the embassy. And I think that he really got fluffed up by a lot of people that, you're going to experience greatness here and that we're going to run the deck. Trump won when he was first in the White House after that 2016 election. Remember how the disdain he had for John Bolton and the neocons and the deliberations that went into that one strike that Trump authorized at the Baghdad airport where they killed General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the IRGC, the most elite force in Iran.
Absolutely. The whole thing is just as informative. And that's the thing. Trump said probably 100 times, this is wrong. Don't go to full war. It's a fool's errand, and it hates the neocons. Why is he suddenly embracing them and demonizing people like Tucker Carlson that are speaking common sense? It's very destructive. It's very concerning. We'll be right back. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big Panopticon AI. Surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have a conversation for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy Ultra Methylene Blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Black smoke across the country, acid rain. And Trump has said he's just going to continue to escalate. I read the Truth Social like three times on air yesterday. It was so amazing. Maybe we should read it again. I mean, I have to say it. It sounds like megalomania to me. And I understand Trump wants to put pressure on them to make them give up, but it's in the CIA report. It's in the Office of National Intelligence report. It's in the Pentagon reports because there's public versions of them that have been out before that this will only make these people fight harder. It is the way they are, and they are absolutely decentralized when it comes to continuing to fight because they've got half the country super extremist Shiites. And so Trump says, hey, this will last 20 years if it needs to, which I believe. We attacked Syria for 16 years to get them. And he says, we may have to completely destroy you. Or maybe your country collapses. Let me just read it for radio listeners. Iran is no longer the bully of the Middle East. They are instead the loser of the Middle East and will be for many decades until they surrender or, more likely, completely collapse. Today, Iran will be hit very hard under serious consideration for complete destruction. That's complete destruction. Today, Iran will be hit very hard under serious consideration for complete destruction and certain death. He didn't say the regime. He didn't say he said Iran. That doesn't sound too nice. Under serious consideration for complete destruction and certain death because of Iran's bad behavior and areas and groups of people that were not considered to be targeted up until now, up to this moment in time. Thank you for your attention to this matter, DJT. So, yeah, I didn't vote for that. And I am very concerned because instead of listening to his advisors that are experts and who are patriots, like Eric Prince, not a dove, not a liberal. Instead, Trump's like, I'll do whatever it takes. And I saw Israel putting out statements like, you don't know our commitment and resolve, and you don't know Trump's stubbornness, and we're still going to win. Great. So here we go. And they're already talking about boots on the ground. They're already funding the Kurds going in. It is a disaster already. And Trump could still declare victory, like he did blow up their nuclear sites 9 months ago, and pull back. And then he can always go get him again if he wants to. But this is stupid. And I know the majority of his advisors are telling him stop. But he has that degenerate gambler thing going on. It's 3 a.m. He's been winning at the tables. And so he's sitting there at the casino at 3 a.m. gambling with our future and our lives. And the deep state loves it. If he's successful, they love it. If he's not, it hurts Trump and America. They love it. They don't lose unless there's a nuclear war comes out of this. So here's President Trump talking about, well, Iran's evil, so they deserve this. I mean, where have we heard that before? But even if you say they're evil, which I agree their leadership is, you're probably not going to be successful getting rid of them with the whack-a-mole game. Which, again, I predicted.
Not you. Watch this. And another one. Keep them coming. Keep them from this instrument.
And we will have gotten rid of a major cancer on the face of the earth. We will have taken out a cancer. You know, don't forget October 7th. Don't forget all of the things that have happened over the years. All caused by these people. So what we're doing is a great thing, not only for our country and not only for Israel, not only for the Middle East, but for the world.
Not you. Watch this. And another one. Keep them coming. Keep them from this instrument.
All right. Now, let's switch gears into J.D. Vance. So J.D. Vance was just interviewed by Megyn Kelly. And she talks about, so the old system is dead. And what is that? That's the EU with communist China, what's left of the British Empire, you know, the U.S. globalist system. That means the carbon taxes. That means the UN being in charge, the World Economic Forum calling the shots, BlackRock being in total control, the whole Bill Gates, Rothschild, Rockefeller, international neoliberal order that they had established, that they admit is totally in trouble. Everybody's turning against them, regardless of Trump. And Trump, in policy, has been totally ignoring them, doing whatever he wants, effectively getting out of the UN, getting out of the World Health Organization, effectively getting out of the World Trade Organization, making all our own decisions. That's beautiful. And you could say, not going to the UN to get authorization to attack Iran. I don't like the attack on Iran, but I at one level, I like not getting anybody's permission because we as a sovereign nation can do as you know, what we believe is right. And then history will judge us and, you know, we have to have a nuclear war. We all die. That's a big mistake we make. But this clip went super viral, and I had people tagging me to it saying, what do you say to this? You know, you like J.D. Vance. Here he is saying he's for the New World Order. You have to go off what the policies are to decide if they're New World Order. And the Rockefellers and the globalists for 80 years have been calling this corporate British Empire, U.S. Empire, neoliberal system, the New World Order. We're building a New World Order. And George Herbert Walker Bush in 1990 with Desert Shield and Desert Storm gave his famous speeches saying, this is about the UN running the world. This is about the UN voting for us to do this. This is about being able to take down nation states. This is about a world government, a New World Order. That system is in free fall collapse. So when you hear the old international order is dead from them, their new world order is dead, you see Putin saying, we now have to work with other nations to build a new world order. You're talking about the new international order. But the public, when the globalists would talk about their plan, they were saying, we control the world. We're establishing a planetary government, our new world order. So you call a new order whoever it's run by. You can say America fighting off the British, creating the American system was a new world order. And the British wrote, if this continues, our empire will fall. And it did. It took 100 and some years. But that's the point, is a new boss, a new system. And there's a lot of the old same globalist players in there trying to salvage this and repackage the old new world order as the new world order. And there's a big battle inside the Trump administration on how we form this new system, because a new system is being formed. And I don't just expose the globalist system and other systems, the communist systems. I promote good ones and try to get the public to promote good systems. Team America, Team Humanity, a system pro-God, pro-family, pro-natalist, pro-expansion. That's what I always explain. We can't just oppose the globalist order. We have to promote other systems and popularize those so that we can fill the vacuum with our new world order that isn't a centralized global government, but is nation states working together towards common aims. and promoting freedom and justice and soft power. So J.D. Vance did a really good job at some of these big conferences he's been at in the last year in Europe, to their faces, saying you're a tyranny, you arrest people, you're pro-Islam takeover, you're anti-free speech, you're trying to control us, you're a tyrant, Starmer, you're a tyrant. All of them. And he explains how we're coming into the vacuum of the old order and trying to affect the setup of the new international setup that's not globalist and centralized, but has America at its heart. Because if we aren't at the heart of it, the Chi-Coms in an alliance with the EU will be, with the new system coming out. So this is a real battle over the future. But a lot of people aren't that sophisticated. They don't study this like I've had for 35, almost 40 years. And they just see him talking about a new world order and they go, oh my God, they're admitting the new world order. Xi Jinping says there's a new world order. The old world order has collapsed and China will dominate the new world order with BRICS. Putin says there is a new world order that's multipolar. They're using the academic terms of political scientists. But the public would just hear me talk about new world order. And then as soon as they hear someone say new world order, they go, Alex Jones was right. They're talking about a new world order. The globalists were getting rid of nation states, rid of the family, rid of informed consent, rid of our freedoms, bringing in a tyranny, medical tyranny, world ID, world vaccine passport controlled by the UN. That system is collapsing. We now are debating what the new world order will be. And again, the name just deals with the international and national system. Like when the Roman Empire fell in 410, a new world order formed, which was decentralized, little nation states, the destruction of knowledge, the destruction of mobility, and a thousand-year dark age. That was the new world order with the fall of the Roman Empire. And the total peak of the Dark Ages with the fall of Constantinople. Almost 1,000 years out of that. It's just amazing. So what it means is, spiritually for the world, the birth of Christ, the death of Christ, was a new world order spiritually. Understand? Columbus discovering America, or at least discovering it to commercialize it, with Leif Erikson and others, that was a new world order for North America. A revolution. The globalist revolution, they called their new world order. I know I've explained this 15 times. I know most of you understood the first time or before, but I'm trying to go to the sheep that aren't as smart, you know, and I'm trying to get them to understand what I'm saying so they can grasp this. So first, let's play a clip of the New World Order system under the globalists. That's clip 91 versus the New World Order that J.D. Vance is talking about. And the battle is about who will put their will, their ideology, their money, their time into the new system that's being built as the old system goes out here in the fourth turning. So here's the clips.
Actually, young nobilians of Solana Crafton. We penetrate the cabinets.
The change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? Take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go.
What's happening culturally in Europe, what's their sad crackdowns of on free speech, and they just so look sad, less and less like we do.
Yeah.
And there's a real question about whether there's a massive shift happening now in terms of world alliances long term.
Well, it's definitely, I think, a new world order. I think the president has sought to it. There's a new world order in trade.
There's a new world order and globalization and the way that we invest in our economy versus, you know, foreign supply chains. There's a new world order and that the president is willing to shake up some old alliance structures. I mean, NATO, I think, is much different because of the president's leadership than it was 10 years ago. It was sort of coasting. It was effectively a protectorate of the United States of America. Obviously, you saw what happened in Venezuela. So, yeah, the president is putting a stamp on world history, but fundamentally in an America first way.
So there's a new world order where we're trying to have an America first and bring jobs back and not be sold out to the globalist. That's everything I always wanted. That's a new world order that we're promoting. Now, with Trump going sideways with this Iran stuff and things, there's a big battle about, do we just give the old new world order a new paint job and a facelift? Is that what's really happening? Well, until recently, no, it was real change. I mean, just killing the carbon taxes alone, it's so good. But let me say it this way. The United States reasserting its dominance, the United States making its own decisions, the United States bringing jobs back, the United States standing up for itself and not having the government directing the media to demonize the very existence of the country is the major fundamental change. And Trump doing economic plans that make a lot of sense that really are for the average person, like no tax on tips. That is what a good government does versus the globalist, represented internationally by King Charles, at the local level by people like Gavin Newsom, that literally want to sabotage civilization with Clyde and Piven and want to destroy the old system to bring in their anti-human austerity new world order. When they say they wanted a new world order, they mean kill the old system that had some checks and balances and was at least on the surface pro-human and had a social contract. The attempt at eugenics and dumbing down and destroying civilization and making austerity be baked into what the government's based on and depopulation, that system's going out, and we're attempting to bring in a new system that's about national sovereignty, freedom, and justice. And that was the promise of Trump, and that's why it was so special, and that's why I fought so hard for him, and we've got so much done. And that's why it's so sad to see him increasingly now siding with the bad guys in just the last 3 months or so. It's moving very, very quickly. And if he continues on this trajectory, if he keeps making these evil decisions, what are we supposed to do? I mean, oppose it, say he's bad, he's been compromised. But then you don't go not vote for the local congressman that's voting against stuff Trump's wanting. That's why Trump's more worried about good Republicans that don't go along with him. Because that's the real power there. And if the Republican Congress really did its job, they would be more popular than ever. More of them would be elected. And then it wouldn't matter what Trump did, because the power of the people through Congress would be manifest. And that's what I want. Don't go vote Democrat because you're mad at what Trump's doing. Don't take your ball and go home. Don't say you're going to, you know, just be independent now. That's exactly what they want. And I'm glad James Woods clarified all that. Now, if you say I'm done, I'm going to vote Democrat because you're mad, I'm not mad at you. You're allowed to have your opinion. You know, this whole thing where you criticize Trump, you're a traitor. Or if you don't just attack Trump all day, you're an agent. It's pure crap, folks. The political class does not want you engaged. You're all lobbyists too. You got to go talk to congresspeople. You've got to go to town halls. You've got to donate money to political campaigns. You've got to educate your family. You've got to knock on doors. You've got to do all those things and support the talk show host and journalist that get the truth out. This is a war. Freedom isn't free. The Muslims, 90%+ of them give to major political campaigns. The average good old boy, maybe 5% give to campaigns. The lowest voting rate is farmers and ranchers and hunters. And you know why? They live in town and work at the refinery, and the wife's got a job at the school, and, you know, they just live out on the 40 acres and got some horses, and, hell, they want to go ride jet skis and go hunting, and you know what? America's going to be just fine, you know, because you're out there on the 40 acres, and you got the American flag, and you're good people, and you go to church, and, yeah, you're not, you know, America's never going to, you know, and I love you. I know who you are. It's where I come from. But while you sit out there and think everything's okay, everything's burning down. It ain't okay, brother. So those people are the real problem, because there's more of you than there are the scumbags, but you won't come out of your shell. Because, well, we're going to watch the game tonight in real stakes. I mean, we work hard. We go to church. I mean, come on. Yeah, dog it, Alex. We got to have a little fun around here. There's a rodeo tomorrow. I can't go to that town hall, or I can't donate money to that political thing. I can't get registered to vote. I mean, you know, I served in the Army 5 years. I'm done with this. I deserve a little time out here in the country. I got neighbors coming over. I got to clean the swimming pool. And because then you got all the black pill people that just everybody's an agent and everybody's screwed and nobody's real but them, and we're all, and they don't really know anything politically. They just had a bitch all day. And go, look, J.D. Vance said New World Order. He admits it's a global government. No, he just said the U.S. running its own affairs, bringing jobs back, sovereignty. But it's a cheap trick to say, look, J.D. Vance is New World Order now. But I tell you, if J.D. Vance ever supports New World Order policies, I'll be against J.D. Vance. But so far, when it comes to international operations, everything they've done is to destroy the old globalist order, including this war. And that's the silver lining to this fiasco, is they're like, we don't ask the UN for permission. George W. Bush and his daddy's New World Order is all about the UN and going in and destroying countries and putting them under sanctions and starving their people to death. And it's beautiful to have that repudiated. All right, we're going to go to break here in a minute or so, and I'm going to come back with big Epstein updates. Big stuff's broken that ties into this war. Turns out Epstein was working with the CIA and Mossad to fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Yeah. Told you. What do you think the Rothschild ambassador does? That's what he was. What do you think the Rockefeller Trilateral Commission board member does? He was when David Rockefeller couldn't vote, he was a stand-in, and when Rockefeller died, he was the guy. Rockefeller founded the damn thing, the Trilateral Commission and the UN. He got the deal at Presidio, and then the deal in New York to build the whole damn thing. So we've got that when we come back. It is massive. And Jared Kushner is up to some very interesting behavior. And he's been involved running around with these different groups that are trying to move to get the Dome of the Rock there in Jerusalem turned into the Third Temple, which the Muslims would go to war over. And it's funny, some of the other things he's up to. Like paying twice what it was worth to get that 666 building in New York. People are saying he's the Antichrist. I'm not saying he's the Antichrist. But if you're one of the Antichrist's top demons, though, you start building the nest for Daddy to land. He's definitely getting ready for some evil stuff down the road. Not now, but in the future, when he's going to spread those black wings.
About to embark on a great adventure.
President Truman has chosen you and your crew to lead a highly classified mission.
Where do we pick up our escort?
There will be no escort.
All I can tell you is that this cargo can end the war.
you can save millions of lives.
You are my crew, and our survival depends on all of you functioning as one unit.
Yes, sir!
A short time ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima. With this bomb, we have now added a new and revolutionary increase in destruction.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Captain! There's something in the water!
It's a Japanese bomb!
All hands, your battle stations, brace for impact.
of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
The globalist new world order is euthanizing you and your family, putting poison in your food, water, fluoride, force feeding you glyphosate that they soak into the wheat right when it's being harvested. The New World Order is demonizing the family, promoting LGBTQP, pedophile Satanism everywhere. It's global government run by the UN, the World Economic Forum, and BlackRock. Trump's New World Order was national sovereignty, prosperity, and freedom and peace. And he was doing a lot of things that were moving the ball that way and some things that weren't. But it was so overwhelmingly good, I was extremely positive. And now I'm horrified because the turn of events, if he continues, as I've said 80 times today, then it's bigger than just being upset with Trump. It's a big problem. But populism and the awakening is so great, we just continue to move forward. We don't bet everything on Trump. We continue to inform people as we've been doing. Because freedom is popular and freedom is the only way. Now, I've thought about talking I have thought for 8-9 years about saying what I'm about to say here today on air. And I didn't do it previously just because I don't actually get into the weird esoteric stuff, the type of stuff people love. So many times when other people cover something, then I kind of get the blame for covering it. And it's not like I don't mind that. It's just that I like to stick with what we've got. Like, we've got Jeffrey Epstein, a whole bunch of emails with the CIA, with Mossad, running ISIS, running Al-Qaeda, you know, getting them money, getting them weapons to destabilize countries. And, of course, as a top Trilateral Commission member, he would be doing things like that. And there's new emails that they've dug out that are just incredible. That's meat and potatoes. But when you start getting into, is Jared Kushner the devil or is he the Antichrist? That's quite a headline. I mean, that'll be viral right there. But I don't just do that because it's viral. I could do this stuff all day. A whole series. Is the Pope the Antichrist? Is Trump the Antichrist? Is this person the Antichrist? And it's a super popular thing to discuss, but really it's overall a diversion. Because I don't think the current Pope's the Antichrist or Trump. That said, Jared Kushner's dad, if you look into him, really creepy, really weird. You look at Kushner and the stuff he's involved in the groups, and paying double the money for the most expensive real estate in the world, you know, a building named 666 or at 666, and him always involved internationally with these globalists and all the peace deals, and then being involved with Google and the globalists undermining the first Trump administration. I was very pleased early on that he was sidelined during the campaign. They said he wasn't going to be big in the administration. But the reality is he is in the administration heavily, and he just flies under the radar. And he just comes off as kind of a vampire-like character. Rarely talks. You know, when he does, it's very robotic. He makes my skin crawl. And then his actions do as well. But I had already seen a lot of this eschatology, biblical research before about him. And I went and looked it up and it was accurate. Plus, I already knew most of it biblically, so I knew it was accurate when I went and checked it. But here's a young couple kind of joking around about it, but they do a good job covering it, other than the Cheshire Cat smiles on their faces. Because, of course, they're saying, oh, we don't mean, you know, this to be mean or anything, but here it is. Or we're not saying this is prophecy. We're just saying here it is. But when you look at everything Kushner's doing and everything he's involved in, and a few things they miss, he's been involved with the groups pushing the red heifer and, you know, its sacrifice and all that to bring in, you know, the third temple and the Jewish Messiah. And then a lot of the Christian Zionists think, get the third temple built because then they should be done for the Antichrist to come back. And then you've also got the Antichrist before he launches all this and takes over the third temple and the rest of it, launches his career and sets up his base in Gaza. And that he's the mayor of Gaza is basically how it's described in the Bible. And now it's Kushner heading up the rebuilding and operation in Gaza. And so you start adding all this together, and it made my skin crawl, made the hair on the back of my neck stand up last night when I saw this short little video of this couple, because you can check all of this, and it's all true, and then more. So, but I want to explain something about the Antichrist. The Bible says there have been many Antichrists, but then there's the final one. There's an Antichrist spirit. These people that are demonically inclined and involved in all this stuff, they mimic the Bible. They believe that it's their master plan and that actually they're going to get power in the end. So they actually fulfill the prophecy themselves. So just because Kushner's running around trying to fulfill the prophecy and trying to push God to speed up his timeline, that's what the Christian Zionists are saying. That's what they're teaching them in the military. I'm all for the military to be Christian and for all, but to teach them, no, we're speeding up the timeline. We're pushing to make, you know, Christ come back. We're pushing to go ahead and have the war with the Muslims now. I say we contain them and all the rest of it and let God work on his timeline. Anybody thinking you're going to manipulate the timeline and you're going to make God show up like you're calling DoorDash, that's really dangerous. And Christ talked about that a lot. He said, anybody saying the hour of the time, anybody that tells you what they know what's going to happen, those people are of the devil. Okay? So I do not pretend to know God's master plan. I can see it in hindsight, how the Lord works in mysterious ways, and how something will be really terrible happening, but it's always in God's plan, even my own personal life. So I've seen that my whole life. So I have total trust in God. But Jared Kushner undermined Trump, leaked on Trump, is a globalist, is deeply embedded, and the doors are open to the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all the royalty, the Arabic royalty. I mean, this is the guy. And he's just involved. I mean, I remember when he bought that building, 666, there in the most expensive street in the world. It wasn't even really for sale. And he just said, I have to have it. They said, okay, here's this price. He said, yes, I want it. 666. So this is creepy. And I'm not saying he's the Antichrist, because I don't think he is. But he just oozes evil energy, though. And the point is, if you got a demon down here paving the way for the Antichrist, you're going to see it doing all this Antichrist work and say, is that the Antichrist? And I'd say, no, it's more like the Antichrist secretary. But yes, Jared Kushner, I believe, is an agent of Satan. Let's go to the club.
Whose face is on the temple coin for the third temple that's about to happen in Jerusalem?
King Cyrus and Donald Trump.
Who is King Cyrus?
King Cyrus is the Persian king who gave the right to Israel to rebuild their temple. So Trump is basically fulfilling that same role as King Cyrus did.
And did you know that the Israel Heritage Foundation gave Donald Trump the Prince of Peace Award after he brokered the Abraham Accords? And then again in 2023, they gave him the Crown of Jerusalem.
So he's making a lot of peace in the Middle East, right?
Are the people of Jerusalem expecting that Trump is going to herald in the rebuilding of the blasphemous Third Temple?
Yes.
The beast in Revelation has 10 horns, but one stands out among them all. What is so special about the one horn?
It's boastful and speaks blasphemy.
And what does a horn generally symbolize?
A king.
And who is incredibly braggadocious and proud?
It's going to be the best wall ever.
I'm never going to see a temple like this. It could never be done. They said it could never be done.
But Donald Trump's name, if you use gematria, doesn't add up to a special three-digit number, does it, Tati?
It does not. That is why we are not making any crazy prophecy here. We are just telling you what our two eyes see. Is the crowned King Cyrus about to bring in the building of the third temple, which will bring in a certain three-digit number, which is the name. The number equals the name of a man.
And what man is very close to Donald Trump who may have that number, Tati?
Mr. J. Kushner, who was also integral in bringing about the Abraham Accords and is now the special envoy for the Board of Peace in the Middle East.
So you're saying that there's something going on with this Kushner guy. Well, what building on Fifth Ave does he also own?
He owns 666 Fifth Avenue.
Wow.
The number one most expensive real estate purchase in American history.
He paid a lot of money for that specific building because he wanted that number because he knew that it was for his name.
Who is heading up the rebuilding of Gaza?
Jared Kushner.
Where is Gaza?
In between Jerusalem and the sea.
Where does Daniel 11:45 say that the Antichrist will make his tent?
In between Jerusalem and the sea. We're not making any claims.
This is not a prophecy. I'm just saying a lot of things are adding up. A lot of things.
There's a lot going on.
Things you wouldn't believe. They never thought we could add this many things up in such a short amount of time.
Maranatha, come back Christ. Also, you're not getting raptured.
All right, so then I learned Kushner's heavily involved with the groups that want to build the third temple and want to sacrifice the red heifer, which they've actually already done. They've gotten Texas, unblemished, unyoked red heifer, meaning and never pulled a plow. And you can say, I don't believe in all this. You have to understand the occultists believe in the Bible even more than most Christians, but they have this sick plan that they're actually going to win. And so we have to look at this, and because the Pentagon is teaching a twisted version of Christianity. It's all happening. And you got Bill Maher endorsing the war. I mean, come on, people. Oh, Bill Maher's on board. Isn't that great? Yeah. So here's one of the news reports on the Red Heifer.
Today we visited the Temple Institute in Yerushalayim, where dedicated experts are preparing the sacred vessels and garments for the future third Beis HaMikdash.
These items are ready to go, meaning it's built, and all we have to do is pick it up and put it onto Temple Mount. And here they have designed and created all those items according to the halacha, according to how our Masorah explains everything to look. Behind me is the Grand Priest, the Kohen Gadol's begadim, his clothing. This full getup right here costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. All these stones that go on the choshen, each one represents a different shevet. Onyx, sapphire, these are extremely expensive, rare stones that they've found. Imagine you're walking into the base of Megiddo, and the Kohen Gadol walks out.
Yeah, this is a report actually on the third temple they want to build. They got up across the street at a display. And I'm glad we played that. It's a good mistake, pleasant mistake. But let's actually go to the news report on the red heifer cows from Texas. This is about a year and a half old. They've now sacrificed the first one up on the temple they built directly where the Old Testament says build it to then rebuild the third temple. And of course, you got Christ predicting the destruction of the second temple before this generation ends, meaning 75 years, not one stone will be left unturned of your temple. He told the Pharisees and Sadducees their face, so they wanted to kill him. And then 70 years after Christ's death, Titus, the Roman general, under the orders of Emperor Pompeo, ordered it destroyed and not one stone left on top of the other. And of course, they right around 70 AD, they just gotten to writing the Testament, so they weren't reading this. The Romans didn't have that from a little Christian sect. They ordered exactly what Jesus said. It's in all three Gospels. He said, because you've refused this Messiah, before you're all dead, before one generation ends, this temple will be destroyed, and not one stone will be left sitting on top of another. And then Titus ordered the temple destroyed and wrote it out in the official Roman order that's on record today. Not one stone on top of another. Here's the report.
In a recent speech, a Hamas spokesman blamed the Jews for bringing red cows to the Holy Land. The cows he's talking about at a secure, undisclosed location are these, red heifers, to be precise. Some Jews and Christians believe they're the key to rebuilding the historic Jewish temple in Jerusalem and to beckoning the Messiah. To understand, you have to go back nearly 2,000 years when the ancient Romans destroyed the last temple in the city. To rebuild it, these believers point to the Bible's Book of Numbers. It commands the Israelites to sacrifice a red heifer without defect or blemish, and that has never been under a yoke. Only then can the temple rise again. Caring for them on an Israeli settlement in the West Bank is Yitzhak Mamo.
So we have here, after a long research, we find in Texas.
In Texas?
Texas, United States of America.
Texas Red Angus, flying them 7,000 miles to Israel.
This is not a publicity stunt.
What do you mean?
Meaning, this is something you take very seriously.
Harry Potter is a good story. The Bible is not story. The Bible is a way of God to lead us.
A massive altar already awaits, where the heifers are to be burned.
According to some believers, the ceremony needs to be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood. But something else now stands in its place.
The Dome of the Rock and Al-Aqsa Mosque, among the holiest sites in Islam. Today, only Muslims are allowed inside.
By the way, that's not something. Let me give you something else that's in two books of the Old Testament describing it, describing Christ. And then also the New Testament, when he comes back, it's to the Mount of Olives right there through that gate. And that's where he marches through. And there's a giant earthquake and the ground completely splits open there to make a path for him to go right through, and the gate's been sealed, so the gate falls in the earthquake. Well, it wasn't until something like 1,000 years after Christ died and was risen that an Islamic king took over, and he read that and was scared, so he blocked up that main gate. And then you have before that, in the Old Testament, thousands of years, and then in the New Testament, hundreds and hundreds of years, describing it would be blocked. And then they found this giant fault line, like the San Andreas, right exactly under the Mount of Olives, running right perfectly through the gate, the center of it. It goes on and 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 on. I mean, it is scary, folks. And you got, you know, Trump's people putting out that famous thing about the golden idol to Trump and Kushner and all that in Gaza. I mean, it's just they all know what's going on here, folks. All right, let's go back to the news report. Here it is.
Once you got started here.
6 days a week, Melissa Jane Kronfeld leads groups from around the world who defiantly pray, as close as armed guards permit.
It's not about the destruction of Islamic holy sites. It's about preserving this place and being guardians over the house of God for all people.
So you're happy with it where it is?
No, it's going to go 100%. But I believe
it's going to go.
It's 100%. Yeah, the whole thing is going to go. We have to build a temple.
When you say that Dome of the Rock has to go, MJ, it's hard for me to imagine something more incendiary.
Well, let me ask you something. The Middle East seems pretty destabilized right now. And the war, if I'm not mistaken, is already here.
To be clear, hers is a dream not shared by the Israeli government or by the vast majority of Israelis and Jews. But it's been enough to incite numerous Islamist groups. Hamas has dubbed its October 7 assault on Israel the Al-Aqsa Wave and has the Dome of the Rock on its emblem. But this is sacred ground to billions of Muslims globally, not just Hamas terrorists, stresses Imam Mustafa Abu Sway of Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Al-Aqsa Mosque belongs to all Muslims. So you'll find reaction from Indonesia to Toronto to New York. That's really given. Al-Aqsa Mosque belongs to all Muslims, and the Muslims today are 2 billion people.
Simply by performing these acts, are these Jewish activists kicking a hornet's nest?
They are.
A hornet's nest they're kicking all the way to Capitol Hill.
So good to see you here in the nation's capital.
Those sacred cows were showcased in Washington at a recent prayer gathering. Many evangelicals believe these red heifers will usher Christ's second coming.
And we need the Messiah to come, right? So for me, the red heifer, it's red for the blood of Jesus Christ.
Back in the West Bank, Mamo says the ceremony could take place any day.
But can you understand why Hamas could be outraged by something like this?
I cannot understand that even if they are right, why they have to slaughter and rape people to win their war.
Terrorists have been attacking us before we ever dreamed of these cows, he reflects. They don't need them as an excuse to kill. For CBS Saturday Morning, Chris Livesay, Jerusalem.
So you may not believe in it, but all these different groups do. And of course, in the Old Testament, it's saying kill the red heifer as a sacrifice. But Christ is a sacrifice and replaces the temple sacrifices. So he's the red heifer, folks, and he already died for us. Now, here's one of the top rabbis in Israel, recently saying we need to blow up the Dome of the Rock to build the third temple and blame it on Iran and a false flag. Here's a clip.
Missiles will hit Damascus and clear the place for the third Beit HaMikdash. That could also be a miracle. If it was up to me, the last time when they shot hundreds of missiles, I would pretend that one missile came from Iran and shoot it down. You know, then all the Arabs will go against Iran, it will be the end of the problems. You make them fight with each other, this bunch of lunatics. Never too late. You deal with a bunch of cowards.
Like 9/11, make us all fight with each other? I understand. So let me show you this here. new Epstein file reveals that Jeffrey Epstein said he was backing ISIS through U.S.-Israel proxies, as Paul Harvey would say, and now you know the rest of the story. You can go read the emails. It's officially on the DOJ website, how he's working with the U.S. government and Turkey and others to fund ISIS to take over Syria, which then, of course, happened years later. This is 2016. See how that works. Very important information. All right, the great Royce White is set to take over. You're not going to get in-depth information next level anywhere else. Okay, it's just true. A lot of other hosts do great jobs. We show it. We promote everybody, but consistently the most hardcore information, where we showcase all the other best information and have the best guests on that have the best track records of being accurate, got a whole bunch of them this week coming up, is this broadcast. And I want to thank you all that have supported, who've underwritten this broadcast, getting great supplements, great t-shirts, great knives, great products at our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. There's going to come a time very soon, because people don't take me serious because we survive so much, you're going to tune in and InfoWars won't be there. And you'll be, where are we? We'll be at Real Alex Jones on X. We'll be at Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. We'll have new websites that are already built. You'll see it all. But it's Bigly that's paying for all of that at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a deal that ends tomorrow night where you can get ultramethylene blue for 50% off. We have the March mega sale that goes the 17th, up to 40% off on all the other great products. The bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but does incredible things. The Irish CMOS, the Shilajit, all the products, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank all of you that supported us in the past. You're the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. I want to encourage those of you that have never gotten a product. What are you doing? What are you thinking? I mean, just like our information is cutting edge, these are powerful products. Get the ultramethylene red. Get the ultramethylene blue. Go there. That's how we stay on the air, and I sell you stuff that really works. So we have over a 90% reorder on the supplements now. I want to thank those that do that, because you're amazing. Plus, you know they're great products. All you got to do is go there and experience it. You're really missing out if you don't. TheYellowShowStore.com. All right, that's it for this broadcast. Royce White does a great job. Really smart. He takes over now. 2-minute break, and then the next 2 hours starts. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March mega sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Yeah!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.